say hi to a couple of snowplow drivers. They're in their snowplow right now.
They're a tag team? They're a duo?
Yeah, in Squim. Their names are...
The plowing pair?
Two men in one truck, and their names are Bobo and Grandpa. That's the names of these. That's the,
all right, Bobo and Grandpa.
Bobo, good morning, Bobo. Good morning, Grandpa.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, now these guys, what is the, they called in to tell us the weirdest thing that they saw in their snowplow truck yesterday in Squim, where you guys have, what, like 2 feet of snow, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2 feet of snow, easy there. Okay, so who wants to describe it, Grandpa or Bobo? What did you see?
Grandpa will.
All right, Grandpa.
All right. Oh, there's over off of the Squim Dungeon House, there's a gentleman over in the Sunland Golf Course area, and he's out jogging, and he's got a, like, summertime jogging outfit on, and he's got a tank top, loose-fitting tank top, and hot pink high shorts. And he's running down the road. He's jogging. He gets up every day, no matter what, and goes jogging.
Jogging in hot jogging. Pink shorts and a tank top.
Yeah, and he's jogging on the road with no shoes on.
So hold on. He's barefoot?
Barefoot.
Is he like and one he of these Kenyan distance runners? Those guys don't wear shoes either sometimes.
Yeah, I would guess, but he's not Kenyan, but he has a bushy blonde hairdo, and he does this every day, and when I talk to him, he says, send me a copy of that, he says, so I can show my grandkids and my kids, this is how you do it, you get up every day, and you put one foot in front of the other.
Okay, so you videoed him doing this. Why did you ask him why? Did you ask him why he runs barefoot in the snow?
He does it every day.
Yeah, but why?
No matter what, he goes running every day barefoot.
Well, Brad pointed out that I guess the Kenyan runners go barefoot.
Some people swear by it. It's better for your feet. It's better if you're running long distances or you run a lot. It's better to have no shoes.
Yeah, but the Kenyans don't have 2 feet of snow.
I know. That's the thing that makes it interesting.
Wow.
Or weird.
It's easier for them to do, I would think, because they're not dealing with that. So what does he jog around the block, or is this guy jogging distances?
He jogs on a road around. It probably makes about a 3 mile loop.
You're telling me this guy is jogging 3 miles in the snow barefoot.
Yeah, every day.
You'd frostbite your feet.
But then he's wearing a tank top and little silk shorts or something. His whole body. It's not like
silky,
whole.
Silky hot pant running shorts.
And okay. You follow him, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I got a video.
I follow him every morning.
All right, well, give us a video. Grandpa, how many years have you been snow plowing?
About 7 years.
Okay. All right, that's a crazy.
Have you ever, gone bombing down the road and then in some deep snow and there's, something buried underneath the snow that you didn't expect to be there and just crush it?
I think he just hit something right now.
No, I'm pretty careful.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to let you go. Probably should concentrate on that so you don't, nail any joggers in Squim this morning.
Right.
Grandpa, thank you. Bobo, thank you. Be safe out there, boys.
Oof, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's...
running around barefoot.
Now, I can see jogging in shorts. It's not that...
Yeah.
When we do that...
Get your body temperature.
We don't. We do the fun with the fuzz. Sometimes it's only 40, 42 degrees when we do that in April of every year when you're running. Once you get up to speed, you're okay. But the barefoot part of it, I would think, man, you in the
Not
snow?
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
All right, Brad and John at KISM.
I don't have my summer feet, let alone winter feet. Are you kidding?
Brad and John at KISM.com. And
Joe?
Well, I just heard your story about the guy running barefoot.
Yeah.
And we got a guy in Burlington. He's a Japanese guy. I think he owns a Tai Chi shop in Burlington. He runs from Burlington to Woolley and back every day barefoot.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know about the snow, but every day I see this guy, he doesn't have shoes on. I mean, he looks like he's in agony, but but he does it every day.
Maybe in the cold, your feet get so numb you don't feel the pain.
I guess. Not for me, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, but not the only one going around barefoot and woolly anyways, but I would think distance running, probably.
Yeah, probably.
All right, thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Austin, snowplow driver on Camino. Now, what was the weirdest thing you saw? This was, what, a couple days ago? Somebody was stuck? What are they? What kind of car are we talking about?
Yeah, so this was on Sunday. I was coming back from the south end of Camino and came upon a, there's lots of people get stuck in the ditch. But this one got my attention pretty quickly. It was a car in the ditch with the hood up. And it's one of those Honda cars that the kids lower to, look cool and drift with the big muffler on the back and about 2 inches off the ground.
Yeah, I love hearing those cars.
The last car used to take out of the garage on a day like this.
Right, right.
And I don't know if it was his buddy or somebody just willing to help him, but they couldn't figure out, it looked like, where to hook onto the car. So they hooked on to something in the engine compartment with the strap. And when they went to yank on it, the car kind of lunged forward and dove into the ground, and a bunch of engine parts, air and a bunch of other stuff, came flying out of the compartment as the strap straightened out.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy for them.
Thanks, Austin.